Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.
Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second and tell you that if you want to be a fly on the wall in conversations you probably wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise, you really need to subscribe to the Marty Ray Project Chats podcast. Marty Ray and Chris Wallen chat with some of the most interesting people in entertainment, from Bert Kreischer and Vanilla to Faison Love, DDP, Dina Carter, Herb Dean. They chat with some really interesting people. This show is like potato chips. I guarantee you can't just listen to one. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Marty Ray Project Chats wherever podcasts are heard. Welcome to the Podplays original series, Grow Up and Move On. Written by Corey Batten and John Caldwell. Episode 4.
Hey, Pearl Jam! I need you to stay late tonight.
Come on, Earl. I told you last week I'd come in early, but I needed the evenings off to rehearse. That was the deal.
You know, we just got a new shipment of skinny jeans and hummus. They ain't gonna get on the shelves by themselves.
Boy, this guy's a company man, huh? No wonder you're grumpy. I thought it was all me you were mad at.
I know. He's the worst.
What?
Oh, I said, what's first? The skinny jeans?
I don't care. Just get to it.
What do you think, man? Rewind time?
Hey, Counting Crows! I need you to stay late tonight.
Wait, didn't he say Pearl Jam the first time?
Yeah, but I just couldn't do that to you again. All right, now try it again.
Hey, David Bowie! I need you to stay late tonight.
No, listen, Earl. We had a deal. If you're not going to keep your end of it, then I'm going to walk.
Well, then walk this way, Aerosmith. There's the door.
Cool. Then here's my apron. Good luck with the hummus.
Wait. No, listen. Okay. One night off. What am I going to do, man? You know how Beverly is on the ladder. She can't do it.
Nope. I'm out, Earl.
Yeah, there he is. Way to go. That guy was a loon. And his job was a soul siphon from the exterior realm.
What's that?
Oh, nothing, just ghost stuff.
Ah, the common tale of the deadbeat frontman. Can't hold a job, can't love a girl, can't keep a band together.
Oh, you're probably right. What did I just do?
Who are you talking to, Brad? There's nobody here. I'm not even here, and I can see that.
Oh, it's just this crazy voice in my head all the time. It's always reminding me that I'm not good enough.
Dude, you need to stop beating yourself up. You're making life harder than it needs to be. Come on, let's try this again.
Cool. Rewind?
No. Why don't you try this one on your own?
Okay. Siri, call Sylvie.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Ah, not much. Just blowing my life up. I just quit my job. You're glad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You know what? You are right. I should get back to my music.
Yeah.
So, how are things with you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. We still got to do that Italian night. Okay, cool. Well, I got to get to band practice. Want to hang after?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Sylvia is so beautiful.
Wait, how do you know?
I'm a ghost, man. I go places. I see things.
Dude, don't be checking out Sylvie.
Whoa. Slow down there, Timberlake. Never heard you talk about a girl like this. I like it. Do I hear wedding bells?
No, man. Those must be the energy vortex chimes.
Wait, how do you know about those?
What? I just guessed. Those are real?
No. Nice try, though.
Yeah.
I see good things for you, too. She's amazing. And she's a pure soul.
Yeah. She is pretty great. We might just be friends, though.
Well, that's the best place to start. So what are you and Mike working on today?
That's a new one I wrote. You want to hear it? I've got a recording.
Southwest sunset. neon cactus glowing on the wall. Misery loves company, and it hurts a little less when you smile at me. But I know it's just a smile, that's all. And it's all there in those eyes. A little lonely needs a friend. Just two heartaches mixed on ice. It's a good place to start. It's a good place for the night to end. Leave their names and stories on the bar stool. Take my hand to sway across the floor. Some healing is stronger than the bartender can pour, and it's all there in those eyes. A little lonely needs a friend. It's just two heartaches melting eyes. It's a good to start, it's a good place for the night to end. For the night to end. Cause it's all there in those eyes. A little lonely needs a friend. Just a parking lot kiss goodnight. It's a good place to start. It's a good place for the night to end.
We'll return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On in 60 seconds. We now return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On.
Yo. Hey, you coming in or what? Are you talking to Mitch? Yo, if you see him, ask him if he was watching the game with me last night. I can't believe Bogdanovich missed that free throw. Find out why Mitch didn't help with that.
Dude, I can't do stuff like that. He missed practice all week. That was on him.
Whoa, how did you do that?
Whole ghost thing still throwing you? Hey, I dig the song you guys are rehearsing today.
Yeah, me too. Brad sure does have a talent for writing.
Well, I better. I just quit my job.
Yeah, man, it's about time. We're about to make 20 G's, so that ought to hold you over.
Tell him to get out of my spot. Brad, get out of my spot.
Oh, sorry, babe. Hey, Brad, back it out, man.
Try again, Mike.
Okay, cool. The rewind thing?
No, I used my last one on Brad. This is all you, bro.
Oh, all right. Hey, honey, just leave it right there. I'll pull it in the drive for you in a second.
Oh, okay. Thanks, sweetie.
Boom. Way to go, homie. I really should go into this marriage counseling thing after the ghost thing.
Cool. Well, let's get rocking, Brad. I got that bass part figured out.
Almost, Mike. It's getting way better. Let's do it one more time.
Darn. All right. Thanks for being patient. I'll get it. Just hang in there with me.
No, you won't. You're not good at songs or housework or being a man.
Who the heck is that?
Wade, you can hear that?
I thought it was only in my head. Just this nagging voice that I hear telling me I'm not good enough.
Oh, like Brad's announcer friend?
Like me?
Yeah, I guess like you.
Wait, you can hear that?
Yes, flesh beings. You can both hear that, but only because of me. And the thing about those voices is everyone has them. You just have to learn how to turn them down. They don't know what they're talking about. Watch. Like this.
No, you won't. You're not good at songs or housework or beats.
Whoa. It's a fully suspended volume knob hovering in the air. I know. Cool, right? It's easy. You just crank them on down. See? They're gone. You two need some new voices. Life is short, man. Time to start believing in yourself. Nice. Okay, let's kick it again, Brad. I know I got it now.
What do you mean you're not eating carbs? It's Italian night. How are we gonna do that?
Don't you know about the carb fog? I've been in one for 17 years. They clog up the brain. I think so much more clearly without them.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Hey, listen, thanks for talking earlier. I just needed a friendly voice after making the jump.
Brad, you don't need to waste your time at a job like that. You need to be doing what makes you happy. Your songs are incredible. I wish I would have known you back when you had your band. I Googled it, you know.
Oh, no. You didn't see the first promo pic we did you?
You mean the Hawaiian shirt? You still look the same. You haven't aged at all. You're kind of like a young Sting.
Nah, he's dead.
What?
Oh, never mind. Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm just trying to keep up with my beautiful neighbor. So how was work today? Any crazy car wrecks? Physical therapy must be hard.
It was so great. I love feeling like I'm helping people. It's just so rewarding.
I don't know how you do it, giving all day like that.
I bet it's kind of like your music, right? It's easy to do when you know you're making yourself and others happy at the same time.
I'm not sure I'd put me in your league. I'm only good at two things, writing songs and singing them.
I'm sure that's not true. I've seen how good you are with Pepe across the hall. I know his mother appreciates how you engage with him.
Yeah, he's a sweet kid. That doesn't take any effort.
Well, have you ever thought about working with kids? Like teaching music or starting a song camp or something?
Well, there was this one teenage kid at Costco who lit up when I played some rock guitar licks for him. That felt pretty cool.
Ugh, I just know you would be amazing at it. Do you still, you know, play live ever around town?
Not really. But we do have a gig coming up. It just kind of fell in our laps.
Did it? Really, Brad?
Well, I guess we had a little help. This buddy of mine passed away and kind of lined things up for us cosmically.
Thank you.
And you know what's weird? That picture you Googled is the one we're using for our promo pic for the show. Kind of a throwback thing. Because ironically, the gig's in Hawaii next month. Hey, you wouldn't want a free trip to Hawaii, would you?
Yeah, I think I could do that.
And as they took to the sky, following in the chemical trail of Lynyrd Skynyrd, the recently reunited band Heart Drunk is about to meet their doom.
Oh, that guy gets on my nerves.
What's up, babe?
Oh, nothing. How's the filet? Gotta love first class, right?
Oh, it's great. How's yours back there, Donna?
Not too bad. Mike makes them way better, but I'll take it.
Aw, thanks, babe. Aw, look at those lovebirds. So snuggly wuggly in first class.
Brad, you hearing him too?
Yeah. I didn't think he could come all the way up to 20,000 feet.
How many times do I have to say it? I can go and be everywhere. Now close that peanut pack. I have a terrible allergy, and I don't want to die again. So you got the set list all worked out, guys?
Yep. It came together perfect with all the new stuff.
Awesome. Now don't freak out, but since we're almost there, I have one more surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna do a song with you guys at the show. Kind of like old times.
Wait.
What?
No way!
It's possible.
How?
Don't worry about it. You'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now beginning our initial descent into Honolulu. Please keep your seatbelt upright and your tray table.
Oh, gosh. I hate flying. I'm out of here, guys.
This has been the original Podplays series, Grow Up and Move On, written by John Caldwell and Corey Batten. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second and tell you that if you want to be a fly on the wall in conversations you probably wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise, you really need to subscribe to the Marty Ray Project Chats podcast. Marty Ray and Chris Wallen chat with some of the most interesting people in entertainment, from Bert Kreischer and Vanilla to Faison Love, DDP, Dina Carter, Herb Dean. They chat with some really interesting people. This show is like potato chips. I guarantee you can't just listen to one. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Marty Ray Project Chats wherever podcasts are heard. Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.